brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Let's get nuts.
Rocking with you on a Wednesday on a special radio day, Goo. Happy National Radio Day.
Thank you, Evan, and back at you, Riposta, too. I saw your good article you wrote about Ramos. My man.
A lot of syllables.
What does radio mean to you, Early?
Radio to me?
What does radio mean to Evan Giddings?
I think it's an open forum. I think it's one of the closest things we have to the genuine conversation, because you can only judge someone by their words.
Wow, Evan.
You don't get to see.
Except Ramos. My man.
He's done. No, it's now we have YouTube, we have Twitch, we have all these different video mediums. But for the most part, Goo, it's all about what you say, and that represents who you are. That's the way things used to be.
And what if I told you, because we're different, I don't know if you can tell, I'm a little older than you, but you grew up in the era of social media, so you had like a, your playing field was with words and Facebook and Twitter and IG. Evan, that wasn't around when I was your age coming up, so all I had was to turn on the radio, and that was my, you know, that was my territory in regard to it was always going to be there. If you liked who was on the air or not, it was my friend when I was in need, driving, and then you come across the sports talk, which wasn't around early, but it's incredible, man. National Radio Day, and here we are. And I miss our guy, Steiny. He'll be back Monday, but I'm loving you. But, yeah, happy National Radio Day. I'm saying all that to say nothing.
Well, I think I'm one of the last generations to have a taste of both. Like, the majority of my life, there's been social media and videos, yeah. And, you know, YouTube and stuff like that. But social media came around in, you know, the mid to late 2000s, yeah. Became popularized. So I still remember what it was like to not have to worry about what I was putting on, I don't know, Facebook or X or
man,
that kind of stuff.
Man.
But I was just a kid. You know, you guys actually had to dive head into it as adults. And then with radio, for me, I kind of grew up just listening to games. I didn't listen to a ton of sports talk because my parents, they listened to rock, jazz, a bunch of different stations, soul, and but they always listened to games. Like my dad would
Beautiful.
Go on Sundays and just go in the back, and he'd make us garden after church, and he would always have a game on. So that's my connection to radio.
Dude, I love that. And that's why, Evan, I think you're on the cusp of being some team's play-by-play guy, but we'll give our Mount Rushmore play-by-play guys because we kind of talked about it in the green room. But I'm with you, and I'm on the air now, and we know I'm the byproduct of a contest. But, Evan, I had a delivery job, and it was just getting monotonous. I could tell you what songs we're going to play when I'm listening to KMEL or whatnot. So I got to be honest, I never picked up the phone to call the radio station for a job or think I had a career in it. It was just Pete Franklin's voice and me just wanting to do what I did in my living room with my fellas and my buddies all day long is just give my opinion and be heard.
But
amazing.
When did you have the urge to start calling in? Like, I've never called
right
into a
away
radio show.
When I heard the way that
you could
Pete,
do it,
yeah, and the way that Pete Franklin conducted and gave his opinions, Evan, it was just, I need to combat that, and I'm on hold, even if it took an hour, you know, and here we are. But that's what attracted me. I never had the vision, shocker, of, oh, I can do this for a living. It was just, let me get my take off.
Yeah,
and he allowed me to do that.
But it took me a long time to get confidence on the mic. You had to just jump into it, not knowing if a guy, Pete
right.
Franklin, would
yeah.
he would flush you,
yeah.
if he would praise you,
bum.
If he would rip you. Dude, that's like that sounds kind of scary, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, and I guess it was fun at the same time, so maybe that superseded the fear, because it was like, you know, wasn't a job interview, you know, but I was just calling and letting it go like I would do with my buddies. And I don't know, I know you got your friends and your brother, but we used to like give our sports opinions like it was a rap battle.
Yeah.
So I just took those principles of...
You got 90 seconds
exactly
to just let it rip.
Go, yeah.
Well, I think that's what's cool about what we do now is we get to hear from so many different kinds of people.
Man.
And even though we don't get to see the faces of some people in the chat, some people we've met in person and they're awesome, I think radio is more communal than television or certainly more play-by-play because it's just a couple people. But radio, especially sports talk, to me, is just a place where folks can, to your point, just get their takes off.
No doubt. And tell me what you think of this, Evan. I know you and Pasta won't grade me, and you can because I'm asking. But have you come across people in the medium now of sports to where their persona when they type words is not what they are? And
100%.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Everyone's like
it's,
that, though.
But Evan, not me. I like you're not like that. Positive. Like, just be... Give me 100% consistency, but I meet people, I'm like, I like the Twitter version of you, but they're not that
but I don't
in
like
person.
It in real life.
Right. Just a little bland. I don't know.
I do think people should represent themselves as they are, but anytime you can get behind a keyboard, there's no consequences. You can say whatever
yeah,
you want.
I guess.
You don't have to say it to someone's face,
yeah.
Or you don't even have to call in and run the risk of getting flushed like you used
right.
to do sometimes.
And it's definitely easier to do it behind a keyboard as opposed to in person. And I'm just the whole, you know, persona, you know, the jokes, the wittiness. I just come across some people, I'm like, I wish you were more like your Twitter handle, you know? I don't tell them, damn it.
Yeah, but the Twitter handle can also get you in trouble.
No doubt about
it. Because you start to develop a voice that's not legitimately
that, man,
you.
Man.
And that's where I got to stay off of Twitter.
Look at you.
All right, Goo, where I want to start today is this. You know, kind of on the heels of we're talking about, you know, some of the olden times and things that kind of passed that I don't know if they get glossed over a bit, but I'm always interested to learn what people think about history, specifically in Bay Area sports.
Mm.
And the Chargers are in town this week, or I should say they're playing the 49ers this weekend, last preseason game, and I think it's kind of a reunion of a sense of the 2021 draft class. Now, we found out Mac Jones is hurt, but we got
that
Kyle
stinks.
Shanahan,
right.
Mac Jones, and then on the other sideline, a guy who's going to be playing because he's played very well for the Chargers and may win their backup spot, Trey Lance. When
Man.
I say to you, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Trey Lance, I texted you these words last
okay.
night. I say Trey Lance. What do you say to that? What comes to mind?
From a 49er perspective?
Yeah.
Failure.
Mm.
A debacle. And I'll just stop at failure. Do you have a problem with that? Because there's legs to this now to where the Niners come up roses because of the cologne, the deodorant, and the luck that went into what they did drafting Brock Purdy. So, Evan, they never felt the brunt of that colossal decision, which could have gotten coaches and GMs fired. But do you have a problem from a 49er standpoint when I say, you say Trey Lance, I say failure?
There's nothing wrong with that. But the team didn't fail.
No, it did not.
Now, that pick was a failure. When I think of Trey Lance, I think of a few things. I think of missed opportunity. I think of inexperience. I think a little bit of arrogance on the side of the 49ers.
Mm.
And as we continue on, we can kind of go down the road as to why. But I don't want this to be about Trey Lance and the word failure in regards to him. To me,
right.
When we look back on it, it's about management. And it's about what the 49ers chose to do in 2021, trading up from, I believe, the 12th pick all the way up into...
Which was Micah
number
Parsons.
Three, which was Micah
pick.
Parsons.
Yeah.
There was also a
way.
Lot of other great players
that
were in that draft
All
class.
Right.
And they chose to trade three first-round picks to move up to number three to draft a 21-year-old from North Dakota State named Trey Lance. And from there, the franchise hasn't necessarily gone off course. But I think the last year or so, we're beginning to see some of those, some of the misses related to that draft impact the 49ers.
Yeah.
But again, on the other side, 888-957-9570. When I say Trey Lance and 49ers, what comes to mind? How do you remember, whether it's the, you want to call it an era, you want to call it a failure, as Guru's talking about.
And I got another word on the other side for you, if you allow me.
Absolutely. Right. We're also going to hear from Kyle Shanahan about this. This is what sort of sparked it. Kyle was asked about this yesterday, and had to go down memory lane. And so we're going to do the same. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Trey Lance, you know, bad luck, impatience, injury. What sort of words come to mind when you think of the highest drafted quarterback by the 49ers in recent memory? And it didn't really turn into anything poor because Brock Purdy came in and saved the day.
Man.
Is that something you give the Niners a pass for? Is it something that you look on, look back on, I should say, with, you know, regret in a sense? How do you look at it? That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.